Ms. Lyons, she works at Norton Healthcare Prevention and Wellness in Louisville, Kentucky, as a senior lay health navigator. Her focus is on building and enhancing community and business partnerships and connecting people to wellness resources such as cancer and cardiovascular screenings and health education programs. She led the mini-grant project at Norton, supporting underserved community organizations in developing sustainable wellness programming. Janetta enjoys biking, cooking, traveling, and being a new mom.
All right. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So as Michelle said, I'm Janetta Lyons. I'm the Senior Lay Health Navigator at Norton Healthcare, which is a large hospital system in Louisville, Kentucky. And Louisville, of course, is most famous for, do you guys know, the Kentucky Derby and basketball. So come visit us in May if you get a chance. But I was also the coordinator for the mini-grant project, which is what I'll be talking about. So I'll explain the methods we use to enhance our community partnerships and engagement of those partners to increase access to preventative measures, talk a little bit about designing a grassroots mini-grant program, as well as planning and evaluation. A bit more about our department. Our mission is to connect people to wellness. So really, rather than depend on people coming into our hospitals for services, think of innovative ways to bring those services out into the communities. So we connect people to wellness by educating, screening, and navigating patients, promoting healthy lifestyles and tobacco-free living, collaborating with community and business partners, and promoting health equity. And I would say that none of these objectives would be doable without our community and business partnerships. So we know that collaboration is key, and so in thinking about implementing mini grants, we were able to enhance community partnerships in order to increase access to prevention measures. And these prevention measures are very similar to what my colleague spoke of in terms of nutrition, physical activity, and tobacco cessation. And so we were able to do this by providing small amounts of funding between $2,000 and $2,500 to community organizations in order to, in supporting them towards building sustainable wellness programs. So why did we decide to go with mini grants? We know that we needed to address poor access to prevention measures, especially in underserved areas of town. We knew that mini-grants are an effective way to empower communities in need. And with our limited staff, we just weren't able to make as much of an impact in comparison to what these organizations were able to do. So again, we know where you live matters. In looking at health disparities in Louisville, Kentucky, on one end of town in the south end, the life expectancy is significantly lesser than just a few miles over in the east end. So a closer look, if you look at the west end of town, this is just a Google map search of local gyms. So you see that there are very few gym facilities in the west end compared to quite a few here in the east. So again, a closer look of the main artery, the street running here through West End Broadway. You can see it is quite saturated with fast food restaurants. Also has very low vehicle ownership, as well as very few grocery stores with fresh produce. And so those factors combined, of course, create a food desert. And I would also venture to say a physical activity desert. So we wanted to focus on lifestyle because as a hospital clinic, so often we just focus on clinical care. And we know that health behaviors can influence our overall health outcomes by about 30%. And so there were some things that we could do as a hospital system to try to make an impact here as well. So in thinking about which groups we would select in the mini-grant project, On a day-to-day basis, we work with many different community and business partners, so the percentages here just show the frequency of our outreach programs with each type of partner. So they range from retail stores, community centers, churches, businesses, and clinics. But in looking to identify mini-grant partners, we wanted to really focus on nonprofits, organizations located in underserved areas with strong leadership support, a dedicated staff where they could assign a coordinator to lead the mini-grant, and establish rapport in the community. A history of collaboration was a plus. Available facilities for program needs, and of course, mission, vision, values aligning with the project. So some things to consider in getting started with mini-grants. We had an advisory council in place, which was made up of community leaders from schools, churches, hospitals, a lot of organizations from the underserved areas, and they were really instrumental in helping us to define the scope of these projects. So we did some research around best practices in addressing community health, and that's where we really saw that mini grants were popping up again and again as a great way to address community health issues. Defined our focus area, again, nutrition, physical activity, and tobacco cessation. We defined our award amounts, program timeline, evaluation, deliverables, and then designed a call for proposal, which was in the form of a letter. The call for proposal was also published on our website. We emailed all, we have over 400 community business partners, so we sent out emails. We encouraged them to share with their network, so really encouraging as many applicants as we could get. So in further planning, we wanted to ensure that the organizations we selected, and by the way, I was not part of the selection review board because we wanted to make sure we had an independent body for actually selecting the mini-grant partners, but wanted to make sure that they had ownership of these projects. So we provided the resources, we provided ongoing support and the funds, but they had complete creative freedom over how they were going to design and implement these projects. So that definitely helped with engagement. So here's just a quick snapshot. Over the scope of 2 years, we had over 800 people participate in wellness activities. The first year, we had five faith-based organizations, all of which are located in West Louisville. And as you can see, they all developed unique project titles. Most of the projects were really focused around physical activity, so Zumba classes, aerobics, Tai Chi, biometric screenings, and so forth. I actually just spoke with the coordinator from Catholic Enrichment Center a couple of weeks ago, and they still have these classes, as do most of our mini-grant participants. So it's almost been 3 years for them. And so it's something that we started with a small amount of money that they found value in and are able to sustain it long term. And so actually from their Tai Chi and healthy cooking classes grew a couponing class, which the participants just found interest in. The second round, we awarded three new participants, actually one repeat and three total. St. Rita Catholic Church, all the programs and all the materials were in Spanish because of their focus, their congregation is Hispanic. And so that was interesting to see some of the barriers were finding a Spanish-speaking Zumba instructor. But we were able to find one. So, Praise Covenant Church invested most of their funds in developing a gym at their facility that's open to the community, open 7 days a week. So an excellent resource in that desert where you saw had very limited access to physical activity. So in evaluating, we tried to keep the evaluation process very simple. So asking these organizations to make sure there's a sign-in sheet. So if you have a Zumba class or you have a cooking class, just have participants sign in. And we collected non-identifiable data around all these measures. So we also asked for baseline and end of project biometric data if they collected it, change in tobacco use, and change in physical activity. And again, we gave, creative freedom around how they were to do this, but we provided support and suggestions. So some of the lessons learned, we did ask for a mid-project and end-of-project report where we learned about some of the barriers that the organizations encountered. Two of the most common barriers were just keeping participants motivated, and we're all in public health, that's nothing new. So with this, we just kind of tweaked our budget and included some additional incentives. So if you attended physical activity class twice a week, you were entered into a drawing, for a grocery store card. Neighborhood safety was a common concern. So one way we addressed this was to promote our public transit system. It's called TARC, and they have a TARC to Park program where the bus will take you to a nearby park at no cost. And so not everybody knows about this, so this was just one way to overcome this barrier. Some of the barriers we experienced were just receiving timely updates from the participants. We did, unfortunately, lose this federal funding that was allocated towards these grants, but our hospitals really saw that this was a very valuable program, and they did see a return on investment, so they ended up absorbing the cost. And then an ongoing barrier is just finding other sources of funding to continue these types of initiatives. So at the end of the projects, we wanted to make sure that we kept these partnerships strong and engaged. And so at the end of each project, we celebrated achievements. We continue to visit, include these partners in our health fairs, as well as provide our staff for their health fairs and events, offer trainings. Grant writing workshops are something that we're really looking to implement and invite community partners to learn more about. And of course, if we hear of any funding opportunities, we send that information on. So this is an example of a certificate of appreciation for during one of our end of project celebrations. And so this was presented in a nice glass plaque and really shows that, we appreciate our community members' organizations because they did all the hard work. We were just there as a funder and a support system, but they really made it all happen. So I would say if you're thinking about implementing mini grants, definitely think about defining your focus areas and your deliverables. So for us, that was defining a geographic area and then focusing on health behaviors like nutrition, physical activity, and tobacco cessation. Consult with an advisory council or just put together a meeting and invite some stakeholders. use an independent review process. Ensure partners are engaged in some of the ways I mentioned before. Make sure that you have clear guidelines about the program scope and evaluation. Keep your lines of communication open. Celebrate achievements. Continue to do collaborative work after the projects. And remember that you don't need a lot of money. So like I said, we spent between $2,000 to $2,500 per organization. But even if you have $500, that could fund a Zumba instructor at one of these locations, and they could provide ongoing classes for that group. So that's all I have. Thank you.